Robot or not, robot or not.
John, listener Eric wrote in and asks, I was talking with a friend who was considering a move to New York City and selling her car, and said it would be tough to live without a vehicle. I pointed out that a bicycle is a vehicle, and a moment later someone on a skateboard drifted by, and that got us wondering, is a skateboard a vehicle? Rollerblades? What is a vehicle?
Well, context clues there. When you're talking about whether or not you're going to bring a car when you move to New York, and you would say it was tough to live without a vehicle, it's so clear from the context. They're not saying, but wait, you have rollerblades. You have a tricycle.
Yeah, but you could say you don't need a car, but you could just have a scooter or a bike or something
in New York
instead, and that would be your vehicle.
Yeah, so the broadest possible definition of vehicle might encompass bicycles, but I think that's pushing it pretty far. It doesn't encompass things like roller skates and rollerblades, and does not encompass skateboards, I think. Vehicle is so tied up with our car culture that it is yanking it away from things that are conveyances, right? Whether human-powered or not, an e-bike, whatever. Even something like a motorcycle. Is a motorcycle a vehicle? Yeah, well, certainly for law purposes it is, or whatever, but like... Yeah, I think vehicle is very tied up with the automobile, and that is pulling its Venn diagram away from a lot of things that, in the broadest definition, would qualify as vehicles. But usually, as with so many things, the conversational context makes it clear, and trying to break out of that context by expanding it to include the fact that the person owns a bicycle is probably maybe not helpful for the things they were thinking about in terms of how what might they need a car for, and are the rollerblades an adequate substitute for it?
I think that's fair. I would say that yes, it's all about context, but in general, if you're talking about getting around in New York City and you're talking about bikes or a scooter or something, there are other vehicles that you could use other than your car. But what his friend is talking about in that moment is, it would be tough to live without a car, even though in New York City, it probably wouldn't be. I'm saying.
Yeah, and the question of what is a vehicle actually is, like I said, pretty tricky because of the gravitational pull of the automobile. Yeah.
You know where you go, though,
an automobile.
To learn or drive or whatever, to do all those things. You go to the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's a motor vehicle, which suggests that there are non-motored vehicles.
Or the Registry of Motor Vehicles if you live in Massachusetts.
Oh. It's a commonwealth. What can you do?
Robot or not?